Kedvach. Last week we started Shin Pei Sif Aleph. Hopefully we'll finish that as well as Sif Beis, and hopefully maybe we'll have time even for Sif Gimel. Just a recap, last week we discussed that if someone tells his friend, Christ Ksusi, he has to say Vihi Potter. He must tell him Vihi Potter in order to be Potter. If I tell you to rip my clothing or break my barrel and you go ahead and do it, if I don't say Vihi Potter, you're going to be Chayiv. Only if I say Vihi Potter, it will be Potter. And even if you're Potter, we said, you still live in Isav Baal Tashkes, the Achrenim point out. The only Potter means B'din Yodim, you're Potter to him, but you're still going to have a Chayiv Baal Tashkes, as the Averi that you did. Machabe says that that's only if it was Baal Yodim B'tei Shmir, if he already had a B'tei Shmir, but if he didn't have a B'tei Shmir, if he went over to him initially and he told him, Kras Ksusi, then, even without saying Vihi Potter, he'll be Potter. It's only if he came to Torah Shmir that he already had this obligation, Mitzad the Shmir, and then he tells him, Kras Ksusi, that's when you're going to have this chilik between Vihi Potter and not. And we explained two pshatim. One with the ksais is that really Kras Ksusi doesn't imply a Potter. So if you stam do it, so you're Potter because of a different reason, not because of a mechila, but the reason why you're Potter is because of its mazik b'shus, Mashen Kain. Where you're already a shomer on it, you have a chiv out shmir. And we said the rishonim on that mashma like that, as much it's a chilik in what is licked in the words of Kras Ksusi. If you're already a shomer, then I didn't bother. I don't care about it. I told you Kras Ksusi, but the rishus doesn't imply mechila because I know I'm covered that I have your chiv shmir on him. If I go over to lechachila and tell you Kras Ksusi, then you'd be chayiv lechachila. And then, since I don't have this chiyuv shmirah on you, so if I tell you Kras Ksusi, it's a nichlal in this lashon, it's nichlal already a p'tur of mechila. Means the bottom line, it's mechila, just ventzach when it is. If you're a shema, it doesn't imply mechila. If you're not a shema, it does imply mechila. But either case, we said you still live in Isav Baal Tashkes. All right, Yitzchok asked last week that what happens when a guy is a shaman, I tell him Kras Ksusi, so Mechabe says a reze chai vafa pishe rishayo lahashkes. So we understand, he said, like, well, you can have cases that the guy doesn't want the item, he gave him faket, a shlichis, go burn the item, go ruin the item, go rip up the item. Why all of a sudden, why does it say over here that you're going to be chayiv l'chayiv, I'm making you a shlich to rip, what's the svara? So Pashas is obviously I wasn't doing that, but what do you do for those of Fanim that I was? So Grada I broke Shah my saw that there's a Murach and a Gais Maimani and the Yam Shalem bring it down as well, that Ena Khanami, that if you raise any Adain, if you could be Taylor, that he needed the Kriya, let's say it was by a Shema, and I call him up, I say, do me a favor, I need a garment, I have to make a garment out of it, so take this material and cut it up into six pieces, and the guy does him a favor and cuts him six pieces, he can't tell you later on, oh, you're a mazik, because I didn't say vipot, I just instructed you to cut. So I've added that, is understood that since the Bailam needed the Kriya, he was doing a Kadeh La'asayse B'midah, so Shutzara Chavadi is going to be Potter. What we're talking about is in a normal case, we have no reason to believe that the owner needed this Kriya, so then we say that just saying Kras Ksusi never implies a Ptur, he's already a Shema and he's going to be Chayiv. But in a Chanami, if you'll have a good Tliya Avada B'chay Gam, then you're going to be Potter. Alright, we're up to the Ramah, a very sadistic Ramah. Why it's exactly here, I'm not sure. But Ramah says the following. Good. If someone tells his friends, take a man and throw it into the ocean, and I'll be chayiv to you. Some say you'll be chayiv, some say you'll be potter. We all know that there's a chiyuv of an orif. If I tell you to lend money to somebody, and I'm going to be shodek, I'll be responsible, there's a chiyuv mitzad arvis. If I tell you, take an item and throw it into the water, throw it into the ocean, lose it, rip it up, krask suscha, rip your own clothing up, and I'll be chayiv, here we already have a machlokes, the 2 days, yeshem and the chayiv, yeshem and the potah. What's pshat? Why aren't you chayiv? It should be davar posh, it should be chayiv for arvis. Like all arvis, if I tell you to do something, Yehuda told Yaakovina, send Binyamin, he's going to be an arif. You gave your moitzi mom and your moitzi Binyamin apiv, Yehuda became an arif. So too, and that's what arvis has learned down from one of the places. So to here, if I tell you, Zrogman Eliam, why am I not chayiv? How's arvis? How could you be a machlokes? So this is a Machlekes Rishonim in Kedushin, and if you look in the Rishonim over there, those Rishonim who say that you're going to be Potter, let's say Ryan, the Rashba, say the following Lashon. I'm going to try to be Metzate the Ikal Rishonim of the Rashba, very important Rashba. The Ein Din Arvis, because Arvis is only applicable, Ela B'misha Nosan Leben Zechia Al Diburai. If you give it to somebody else, who's a Bar Zechia, who's a bardas, he could be zeich in the item, and you give it to him, and he receives the item, and he's doing it api diburoi, then he's going to be chayv al tzar arev. Lifisha arev einu mischayv elam ipnei zchias haloiva ba'isai hana'a haba'a lo'isa ben zchia. Because arvis is, what's the taich of arvis? What's the chiv of arvis? Arvis is only ipnei zchias haloiva. The fact that the loiva receives something because of my dibur, I am if it's as if I received it. I'm like that loiva. But isa hana that the loiva got from this money, that hana is mesiachas to me. So that's it. Now it's me. It's as if I got it, and then I'm going to be chayiv. That's how it works with dibur. But if I tell you zreg mon leyam, no one got it. The ocean got it. So I'm like the ocean. It's nothing. Doesn't work. You have to give it to somebody who's a ben zechia, and I'm like that person. That hana that he got is as if I got that hana, and that's how I'll be chayiv al tarvis. If there's no Kabbalah on it, I mean, every time he gets money, it's automatically have another. The Shavis, the value of the thing that he received. If he doesn't receive anything of value in the Hanami. And the Rashba marshals the Yishami says, Tain Manan Lacherish, give it to a Cherish who's not a Barzchia. Let's say you have a brother, Rachman's son, who's a Cherish, and you want to be mated to him. So he tells him, do me a favor, send him a box of chocolates, give it to him. Send him a box of chocolates and I'll pay for it. And you give it to my brother, and I can tell you, Koltov, I don't know who you are. It's nothing to do with me. There's no arvis for this because he is not a barzachia. So he didn't receive anything al pi halacha. You can't make a kinyan. So memela, you can't say it as if I receive something. So therefore, there's no din of arvis at all. That's the Rashba and Kedushin and of Chesem and Beis. The other Rishonim arguing the Shayah Vadu B'chai Gamne Vadu Pas, yeah, Arvis, why not? He was Moiti Mamin Alpi. V'hai Hano, with that Hano that I got, that he listened to me, was willing to take $100 and throw it into the ocean, V'hai Hano that he listened to me, it's as if I got that Hano, so yes, I'm going to be Chayiv, because he did it Alpi. What's this Machlokes? What's the Pshat in Machlokes?
They don't hold like the Yishalmi? What did they do with the Yishalmi?
I don't know if they have a Teretz to the Yishalmi, maybe they hold the Bavli Ogs with the Yishalmi. Some suggested that the Bavli doesn't go with that Yishami for other parts of the Bavli. But there's a Machlekes Rishonim going on here. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. It's a major Machlekes Rishonim. What is Pshat and Arvis? And the Velt says over that this is the Yisoid had to teach it up. This is the Velt, the beer in the Machlekes. In order to create a Eschaivis, you have to receive something, and in the consideration of, I'm Eschaiv myself back to you. What was the hana that the Arev received? That would be the goyim that he's mischayev instead of the hana, the chalipin for that hana. What was the hana? Which hana are we looking at? The Rashba holds that the hana is the hana that the loive got. That he was makabel, since it was alpi, it's as if I got it. So the hana is the hana that Yene got. So like the Rashba, if you're going to zreik man eliyam, with no one got hana, b'chai gavni doesn't pass the whole Musa Gavarvis. Meshenkin, the other Rishonim hold that the hano is not what Yene got. The hano was that you did something alpi. You listened to me. I have hano that you listened to me at kedekak to throw $100 out the window, to throw it into the water, to give it to a loiva. That hano that I got because you listened to what I told you, that's the hano that I received that's going to be mechayiv me in exchange. My din arvis. Means which hano is it? Is it hano of the recipient? Is it hano that you listen to me? If it's hano of the recipient, when there's no recipient, you're going to be potter. If it's the hano that you listen to me, then even if it's no recipient, who cares? But you'll listen to me. You threw $100 in the ocean, so I'm going to be chayv. And instead of that hano, I'm going to have to pay you back.
Yeah, but the Rashba isn't only saying that hano part, because he has to say, b'nei zechir. Because
the Cherish
has a
no. Right, but it's the right. It's not just a no. It's the kabbal of that. 100%. You're saying it correct. It's the zechir that he had. That mominus that he received, that the loiva or the third party received, where mesiach is that hano that he received. That mominus that he received to me. If he's a bar zechir and he was koinit, it's as if I was koinit. Oh, it's as if I was koinit, and I could be meschayev myself in exchange. If he wasn't koinit, so I can't be koinit. Well, you can't even say as if I was going it. Mamela, there's no dinarvis in exchange. It's a major. Now, this beer that the Welt says, it's very geschmack. Only thing is that you look in the Lashonis, the Rashba in a few different places has stiris in this, and the Ritva has stiris. It doesn't exactly stim 100%. But the beer is a beautiful beer, then that's going to be a makloikas. How do we pass against the Ramovi? He just brings down 2 days. Yeshem and Dechayev, Yeshem and Dupata. In Ebenezer, the Aruch HaShulchan here points out that in Ebenezer, at the end of Siman Lamed, when the Ramah brings down this halacha, there it's mashma that is noita that you really make a din pata, just out of churma, the eshes ish, everything was eshes ish, you should be machma, which is how the Rosh brings it down. When the Rosh brings in a machlaikis, he's noita that you pata, there's no such thing of arvis, unless it's a recipient. But he says that still, royal achmir, he's not ready to give up eshes ish. I mean, what was the case of eshes ish? If I tell you, take a mana and throw it into an ocean, veskadesh on your luck, and I'm willing to be mekadeshes to you, and the guy does it, is that considered kesef kedushin or not? Well, if you hold it as a din arvis, yes, Kasa Kadusha, but I know that you might say mom and LP, I'm gonna marry you. But if you learn that no, that's to be a recipient for the Arvis, so you threw it into the water, I got nothing, Yenna got nothing, no one got anything, so then there's no Arvis, so then she's not Mukadeshas. So the Rosh, even though Mika Din he feels Mika Alocha is that there's no din Arvis, but for Aisha Zish you should be Machme. And that's how the Ramah brings it down over there. Bataris Khuma, you should be Machme. But he says Mika Adin, we hold your potter. Certainly for Kimli it's Zikha good, but it's Grada Mika Adin is like that anyway. It's only Khuma de Aisha Zish. Why it's here, I don't know exactly what his thing is here, but it's good that it's here, because you'll see we're going to need it in the next sif. But Stamazoi, what? No, you're going to say. Stamazoi, Yesh Lahagshay, he says, really not for now, but we're learning Nazik, and so Mr. Jim, we have to really address it later on when we do Garmi, is why do we need a new Chiddush HaKro of Arvis? If I tell you, take $100 and give it to him, and I'll pay you back, typically it's our Garmi. If I tell you, do something, take money, and I'll pay you back, and you do it, and you throw the money out, so you are nizik alpi, you listen to me, and you are nizik alpi, I should be chayv al garmi. You can say, well, why am I chayv al garmi? You was foolish enough to throw it out. Well, if you look, there are a lot of cases of garmi that when I tell you to do something and you listen to me, there's garmi. For example, I tell you, we're going to have a din Torah. No problem. We're going to go to Bez and Agad of Yerushalayim to have the din Torah. You fly there. I don't show. It's a no show. So now you wasted 3 days and a plane ticket there and back. So I'm chayv. Allah is I'm chayv. It's garmi. Ah, you did it. But you did it RP because I told you I'm going to meet you there. There's a chuzer kiveg and kuflam badal. If I tell you, ship something. It was payers. Ship it to New York. And when it gets to New York, I say, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't need it. I don't want to buy it. So I'm chayv for the tzlayis of the shipping. I told you to do something, you did it RP, I'm going to be chayv. There's a halacha in Shin Lam Gimel, which we learned, if I tell an umin, make something that's perishable. For example, I'll tell him, make an ice cream cake, pre-freeze the days, right? And he makes it. I say, you know, I changed my mind, I don't need it anymore. So now I have to throw it in the garbage, there's nothing to do with it, I'm going to be chayv. He did it RP, I'm going to be chayv. You have a sma, I believe it's in maybe something like that. The sma says, if a malva tells a loiva, the loiva comes to a malva, I want to borrow money. Malva says, sure, no problem. Just I need a shtarava. So loiva hires a soifer, writes a shtarava, comes to the malva for the loan, and the malva says, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm not lending you money. So the malva is chayv to the loiva for the course of the legal course of writing up that shtar, because he did it al pi. So you see, a lot of times, you have a kaina v'kaina, if you do something al pi, you're going to be chayv. You say, come maybe shtam from Maradim al-Lushukhani, okay, but you have these type of ideas. So here too, if I tell you, go lend him money and I'll pay you back, and you do it, and I want to say, no, I'm not paying you back, he's not paying you back. So l'chayu, maitzi mamen al pi, I would cause you a hezek, so I should be chayv, al tzgami. And b'yaisi it's shver over here. Because all over, okay, Arvis, you have to know what my list, because our gravity, you should know. We need a din Arvis for certain cases, for ribbis, for example. If I'll tell you, here's money, I'm lending you $100, instead of paying me back $100, I have a good, nice tzvek, a nice tzedakah, my pet tzedakah, give BMG $110. I'm a good citizen, I'm giving tzedakah, you're giving tzedakah, everything's great, and the guy would just say, Venisa ribbis de iraisa. Why? Because since I told you to give BMG because of this loan, so you're listening to me. So when you pay BMG, it's as if I got the money, midin arvis. So it's as if I got $110, I'm over, and you're over, everyone's over, ribbis deraisa. So that lokari is not enough lokari gami. Then you need a din aris as if I received it. Good, but the regular din of aris lokari should be als gami. And beside here, it's fair even more because here yeshem midapata, which is nikah din aris, doesn't work here because there's no bar das. Good, but let it be als gami. I told you, throw $100 in the ocean, I'll pay you back. Don't worry. You throw in the ocean, I changed my mind. I'm not paying you back. Why am I not gami? You're mitzi mum and alpi. Lokari should be als gami. We're not talking about shlichus v'aveh. I'm talking about alz gami. You listen to me, and the reason why you got genizik, you had a hefset, was because of me. So zaynus b'adashu. But still, you listen. You're asking good. I'm gonna. It's really what you're saying is a negative base. But you said alz gami. Look, it doesn't. It has nothing to do because you listen to me and you did alpi. Look, it should be alz gami. And hopefully, when we get to gami, we're going to address this. But what you're saying, hold on to what you thought for a moment. We'll get to sif base. All right, let's start sif base. Truth be told, I want to be myself one more nekuda. So could I maybe to be myself here? Is if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here, the reason why he says v'yeshayim depata, what I told you is v'yeshayim. That you can't be a chiv arvis unless there's a recipient and I fill the shoes of the recipient. He's like me, it's as if I got it. The Aruch HaShulchan over here says, and I'm going to quote, maybe Eilim has a pshat, the Aruch HaShulchan says, over here, the reason why there's no din arvis, like this shita, is because din arvis is enu elu kishiyegiyah la'eza odem hana'a ayidei arvusai. So far, so good. Avah b'chai gavna, that you threw it into the yam, enu elu kimishata boy. I'm fooling you, I'm joking around. And it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the reason is that since I told you to do something stupid, has no thrown into the yam, it makes no sense. So you fooled yourself, you're crazy. Why did you listen to me to throw the money into the yam for? You shouldn't have listened to me. It's not like I'm a mishata, I'm joking around with you. It's not what the Rishonim said. Rishonim, actually Rashbuk, says clearly, even if I meant throw it and I will reimburse you, still on pata, because you can't have avarice unless there's a recipient. So I don't know what the Aruch HaShulchan, to say the Aruch HaShulchan is trying to bevorn gami, the Aruch HaShulchan is a bit schwer. But at least the Rishonim is like I told you. So you say the Zegem HaKlek is an avarice, do you need a makabel or not? All right, let's do Sif Beis. Ha'im al-Khaveri, if someone tells his friend, Shavar Kalev Shaploini, go damage Yenim's Kalem. Don't worry about it. I'm not shata pata. I'm telling you, you're going to be pata. If you damage Yanim's kelim, you're going to be pata. Don't worry about it. V'shavroi, and he listens to me and he damages the kelim. Harei zeh chayiv. He's going to be a chayiv. Harei zeh pachi, he should be a chayiv. And the Sma points out, if you look in the Sma, and hey, b'zeh kule amma moidim. Tafilu amma befeish, I'm not shata pata. Even he says clearly, I'm not shata pata. Afilu hachi is chayiv. Avi Lachi is going to be chayiv. Kevin she yedeya meshaba shu shel chaveri. Since the meshaba knows shu shel chaveri, if you know that it belongs to Yana, and I tell you it's pata, shkoyach I tell you it's pata. Where is the Torah going to help you? You need Yana to tell you that you're pata. I'm a balim to tell you that Yana that Yana can be mechayiv. I mean, it's a joke. So. Since you know it really belongs to Yana, and I told you, go break, and I told you, I'm not sure pata, it's damn ridiculous, I have not a bailam to pat you, it's no mechila, harei zeh chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Now, it's meduik in the sma, the reason why over here you're going to be chayiv, is kiven sheyedeya ha-meshaber, since the meshaber knows, shu shu chaver, you know that it really belongs to Yana, so the fact that I tell you, I'm not sure at pata, doesn't work, you know it really belongs to Yana, so my tour can't work on Yanin's money. But vice versa, what would be in the case you didn't know, you thought it was mine, I go over to you and say, you know, do me a favor, break this tape recorder. And you go ahead and you break it. I'm not shat tapata, you're going to be pata, don't worry about it. And it turns out the tape recorder belongs to somebody else. What's going to be the halacha then? Vice versa in the sma, then b'chai gavani, you're not going to be chayiv. Then you're going to be pata. Shaila is why. So the Minchas Peter makes this diik in the sma, and he says, the reason why you're going to be pata is because b'chai gavani, you're a ninus. If you thought that you had a patur to break this tape recorder because you thought I was the bailam, and I told you, go break, because then I break, you're going to be pata. And you went in and break, and now finds out someone else, how could Yana be mechayiv? You nebuch, you're an innocent. You're an innocent. You thought that you had the right, you thought you're going to have a patur, so mechayiv gavna, you're going to be pata out's oinus.
It's like you said the same thing. You tell me to break Yana's thing, but I think that you're taking care of the price. You tell me to break because you're going to pay for it.
One second, that's a task. One second, hold off. But at least in this case, the reason why you'd be pata if I thought it was your tape record when you told me to break it is because I'm an oinus. And The Menkes Pitan says, Shivri said that the Machan Ephraim says as well. Machan Ephraim is on this Gemara, and he says, also, he says, B'chai Gavna Nira is that the Machan Ephraim, you're going to be a potter. He says, I have a beautiful right that you're going to be a potter. The Gemara says that if somebody borrowed a parah and he died, it was a parah she'ula, and he died, and the Yisraelim thought that this was part of the inheritance, and they shechted the parah and they ate it, they had a good day with this parah. The Gemara says, you can't be Machai of the Yoshim, Atz Mazik. Only to pay 2/3, but you're not chayv at shmira because the chiyuvei she'ela don't go be yerusha, the yarshim don't be turned into shayil. And Fractoises, but what happened to mazik? Why aren't you chayv at mazik? So what, this is one of the rays that Toises has, that even though other mood loylem, even for nines, but not for nines gama. They said this is a nines gama. Never to put the Yarshim. They thought it was theirs. They thought that they inherited. So they're not going to be chayiv. This is one of the rays of Taisis. So you see that when you think something is yours, when you rightfully think something is yours, and you mazik it, that's considered nines yabata. So to Machan Ephraim, so do we. If you think it belongs to Yana, and Yana gave you rishus to be mazik it to pata, you're going to be pata. So you pata also nines. So you have a Machan Ephraim, and Kaspitim, and Tzadik, and Asma as well. The Bekai Gam, they're going to be pata because you're nines.
That person said
this. Oh, very good. But I hold that the mitzaveh b'chai gam is going to be chayiv. Even though you're going to see in this halakha over here, it's not like that. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch Vayit, and you'll see. Yen is going to be chayiv because I have no right to pati yen's money. Even though the person who damages chayiv l'shalem, this person who instructed him to damage, shutfoy ba'oven, he's a shutf, he's party, he's a partner to the avera, v'rashahu, Zakta Mechaba, why? For two reasons. First was Shari Hichshel Iveh, because this person never thought that he's having a field day. He thought that he's going to be potter. Otherwise he wouldn't have done it. So you fooled him, and now you caused him to have a chiv. So Hichshel Iveh. V'chizik yad yidei oivir aveir. You also mechazik, you mesayeh ledvar aveir aveir. You mesayeh for the aveir of mazik, of damaging Yana. But vice versa in the Mechaba, but this mitzav is going to be potter. Because Hagi Mechad the Metzavi, he didn't break it. Ain't Shlik Ledvar Avera, like you said, right? So you're going to Zichah be Pata. But in this case, I tell you, go break it, and you think it's mine, and I tell you to break it, and you innocently break it. After they cast it, you're Pata, you're anonymous, you're going to be Pata.
Because you know what that guy's doing with his tape recorder? He's doing this and this and this. It's mamash in Avera. It's a mitzvah to get rid of the tape recorder.
Okay, and it can happen. You can moshalite. I'm not denying that you can moshalite a tzir where there is no baldashkes, but you definitely have to be moider that many tzirim have baldashkes, and yet the rishonim say it's reg money lam. The normal case reg money lam is going to be chayiv like those rishonim al tavis, even though there's baldashkes. So you see that having an aver involved doesn't prevent avis. So to here, even though there's an aver involved, it shouldn't prevent avis. So the avis should kick in. If not for this new sort of Imre Bina, that will play itself out. All right, let's start Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel and Dalit is a whole new Indian is about Raidis. Sif Gimel is a very geshmaki Indian. The challenge of Sif Gimel is that on the page is command nothing, even in the Rishonim is command nothing, but the sugya is. So it's rachem mina yam. So many cases and variables and lomdus and halacha and it's very geshmak inyan, and it's all over the place. It's tshuvis, beit, all over, nesivis and ktsayis and all over the place. And I hope to try to do a proper job in collecting them and being mitzada them. But let's start. What would you say? And what Sif Gimel was talking about, I'll give you kama v'kama examples. What would you say? Hatzala is on a Hatzala call, and they go to a guy Nebuch. The guy needs some type of procedure done to him, so they have to rip his clothing to be able to perform the procedure. So they rip open, they heal him, they save his life. When he gets better, he sends a taller bill. He was wearing a mani suit, and he was wearing a nice shirt and a tzitzit and undershirt. That's it. The bill is $5,000. Whatever it is, he's going to send him a bill for his clothing. Does he have a right to send him a bill? Well, better yet, okay, that might be an extreme. People, hopefully, are not so luxurious. But some did that solo call, and while they're driving, they get into an accident. They got into an accident. Are they responsible for the hezek that they caused when they got into an accident? The siren was on, but they were speeding, and Nebuchadnezzar, they got it. Or sometimes you have, this has happened, that they speed into the driveway of the chayla,
and they don't stop short in time, and they crash into the chayla's car, into the chayla's garage door, you know, while they're parking their car. So could the chayla be mechayiv them for the hezek that hatzala caused? They caused them a damage. Firefighters, right? The chayas, right? So they go, they come, they're trying to say something. They smash windows, smash walls, flood the whole place. If you're in an apartment building, they'll make sure that every single apartment gets wet. Not just this apartment. This apartment, the fire was long out. They'll flood the whole building. What? Yeah, whatever it is, not a problem. Right? So now, so if they're doing it, l'shem hatzala, good. So let's assume that they are. They're not just trying to get some exercise and send us some steam. But let's say that's right. But l'maisa is really, apartment A was under sakana. And let's say to get to apartment A, they had a break window of apartment B to get there. So it was on the way. So it's an entrance. But why apartment B shuldik? Let's say he was out of the range of damage. Why is he shuldik that the firefighters have to damage his apartment to get to apartment A? At the end, he should be able to send the bill maybe to Atzala, maybe to send, or to the firefighters, maybe he should send the bill to apartment A. But is there going to be a chiyuv here or not? And does it make a difference if the person left by Atzala call was a chaylish yesh b'sakana, a chaylish yesh b'sakana, code 1, code 2? Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference if they're trying to save a building that all the people are already out of the building, or the people never trapped in the building and now there's a kind of safashis involved? You have cases upon cases in tshuvas. You could have a case where a guy borrowed a weapon, or even a fire. A guy borrowed a fire extinguisher to put out a fire. He put out this fire, or he's trying to put out the fire, but the fire extinguisher, so let's say, broke. Is it going to be chayef for break? Well, that's, you know, it's going to be used. But let's say he borrows an axe, and while he's chopping and breaking windows, this hatchet, he breaks the hatchet. Is it going to be chayef on the hatchet that he borrowed? He borrows his chavrus's car to be able to respond to a tzolo call, and he gets into an accident. So now he has a nizik to contend with, and he also has the mashal to contend with, because the guy he borrowed the car from. A guy borrows money to do pigeon shvuyim during the war. He borrowed skumrat. After the war, he says, look, I borrowed the money, it's true, but you knew I was borrowing it for pigeon shvuyim. So that's it. I want to be partner because it was sakana safoshes involved. I should be partner. The chayna, you have a lot of these examples amongst tshuvas, and I hope to get to it. It's going to have to go, you know, slowly. We're not going to be able to cover it the whole night tonight for sure. Now, we'll hope to get to just the basic Yisraelis, and next week in Yad Hashem, we'll be mashlim with more and more tshuvas. Very geshmak and yonim. But let's start and let's see how it goes. Sif Gimel. Reidif Shoya Reidif. Acha Kaveri Lohagoy. Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. Oy Acha Achas Mearayis Lo'ainsa. Who is going to do Znus? Vishava Kalim, and he breaks Kalim. This Reidif. In his zeal to kill the person, to have a taiva sarayis, he's running and he doesn't see and he crashes or he breaks kalim on his way. What's the halacha? Zok the mechaber, bein shel nirdif. Whether these kalim belong to the nirdif, to the victim himself, bein shel kolodim, or whether it's someone else's kalim that he's destroyed en route to pursue to do this act. Potter, he's going to be Potter. Why is he Potter? Says that you mischayev benafshay, he's mischayev benafshay. Mischayev misa. Shekeven sheradav, since he's running after the person, hiter atzma lemisa, he's chayev misa, v'lechein potter me'at tashlumen, therefore he's potter me'at tashlumen. Everyone knows, we learned in yeshiva, kimle b'derabim minei, if you go and you're going to do something that the act is chayev misa, so you can't make chayev misa and mammon at the same time. Since his act is a chayev misa, he won't be responsible for the kalim involved. Zot tesma, why over here is he chayev? Zot tesma, look in Sifkot and Zayin. Loshen Atur, bein chayev yikrisis, or the znus he's doing is chayev yikrisis, bein chayev yimisis bezdin, or acha zocha l'rabbi v'chulu, all these cases, you can have this p'tur. V'rotzoloyma, apopi de b'chayev yikrisis, Ein al haroidev chiv mitzvah bezin, even though he's not chayev al mitzvah bezin, it's only chiv bedinei shemayim, it's chiv kareis. Mekom mokom pata al shvi yitzah kevin, kelim, kevin de kimlei bede rabbi minei, she mitzchayev benafshe bedei shemayim, because he's chayev benafshe chotsh bedinei shemayim, he's chayev kareis. That's enough to have a kimlei bede rabbi minei. And they help us much. So here the p'tur is going to be kimlei de rabbi minei, either because he has is the tzicha, which is chiv mitzvah b'dei adam, or it's a rice, even if the rice he's doing is a chum chiv karet, gonna have a p'tur kim le b'dar b'nei. What's Pitzain? What? No, Lainsa too. Oh, why does she have to be Lainsa? Let her be. What? See, over there it says that if it's Pitzain, you're not allowed to kill. The Gemara says he's right. The Gemara says over there that if she's masking to it, even if she's masking out of fear, the Gemara says you don't have the Schiv of Reidus here. You don't have the Schiv Misa. So the Lachar should have to be Dafka Lainsa. You're correct. Okay. If you look in the Shach and Siv Cotton Bays, the Shach, after he quotes this man, that the reason why you put over here is because even though you have, don't have a chiv b'din adam, you have a chiv b'din shemayim, a misa b'din shemayim, Dr. Akan Loshin Sma, Dr. Shach, a few lines in, b'chol zeh t'mua, and it's not a pella. The sugyin da'alma is la'fukim b'dem nukuni ben akona. Who holds that it's accumulated dominated by chiv kares? That's a chunim ben akona, and leil monayis is a chunim ben akona shita. We don't pass a chunim ben akona. But laminu accumulated by dravene elu bechayvi mitzvah bezin. So who cares? A person with chayv kares over here, he's doing a snus of kares. You're not gonna have a din accumulated dravene minay. And he skip a couple lines. Void. That feel in chunim moid the hakad the midin the rod of chayv betashlumet. Now what have accumulated dravene? You have to be, but at the same time you're doing the mitzvah. Then you have a p'tua moment, but if you do moment first and then you have a chiv misa, avada gonna be chayev. Well, the chiv misa over here is only when you do this nus. The moment that you broke was en route to do this nus. It was before you did this nus. So even if the chiv and akana would be made over here that you're gonna be chayev, you wouldn't have the p'tua of kares of kimay zerabine. So the shach elo what's prad elo. So the shach a couple lines elo elo davak pashes the hacha haino timer. The reason why you're part over here, where's the chiv misa? The mischayev harigo. Because this person has a lach of a roidit, and the din is that you have a roidit, everyone is bar lahashkim lahago, you have to kill the guy as soon as possible, not just the nidus, everyone has to go and try to prevent the roidit from committing his act. Even if it's only roidit for the arayis, the Gemara says, there's a chiv roidit and his chayv misa. So yes, the chiv misa is not bedini odom of a bezin, but it's bedini adam of the gantavel. Everyone who's there is supposed to kill this person before he commits this act. So since every second that he's running to commit this act, he is chayiv misa, he is vulnerable to be killed, so he has a chayiv misa, it's kimo edramene, so he doesn't have a chayiv domen, and it's pashut.
He has
didn't
write
it
because it's a
chayiv krisis. It's not because it's in that way, he has didn't write it. You see, other chayiv krisis don't have a didn't write it. The Gemara says, not by a riot, and Ritzicha, the Gzeres HaKosas, that these things have a din right of Shabbos, Yom Kippur, the Gemara discusses, most of it's not like it's annoying, but we don't bother that. So it's not every, it's not after Kares, it's not after Kares, it's because every second he's about to be killed.
Well,
the Gemara discusses, it's not like it's annoying over there, but right. I'm just saying that you see that it's not. So Egalaj has me about Lukhay, that it is a Gedul, Shmuel wants to suggest that Lukhay, that's not going to make a difference. Even if you could have killed him by Akhmei Avarov. In this case, you're right. In the first case, in the safe, it's not like that. In the first case, if he's going and he could be allowed to Akhmei Avarov and he wouldn't be Kaid Mises and then he can be Kaid Gavna, then he'd be Kaid Mamun. It's all Shiloh, God amongst the Akhmei. But Pashas, that's what Pashas in the Gemara, that even that be Kaid Gavna, he would have a Chiv. It's only because he couldn't be Matalim and he can have a dinner right there. So that's a major Makwekis. All right. So now, so Dr. Shach, the reason why you're part over here, because you have a chiv misa, you have a accumulated rabbinate going on here. Continues the machabah. So this is the case with the roidif damage. Now let's go to the next half. Vima nirdif, if the victim was shava kalim, he's trying to run away, and while he's running away, he was broke kalim. If he broke the kalim show roidif, then he's going to be pata. Then he'll be pata. Shulay yeim amoynei chama migufay. Madoch, the nirdif, has a right to kill the roidif, to prevent himself from being killed, to save himself. Certainly has a right to damage the Raidiv's kalim to save himself. So he has a p'tur, this p'tur that he has a right to be matzah by killing him, has a right to break his kalim as well. On this, the Gedul Lishmo says that if it was Yochalato Bechmi Avarov, he would be chayv on the kalim. And on this, I think he's not right. I don't think he's correct. It's because in Lumbus, it's a kavachoma. Madok, you see, when something is chomomoid of redifa, that for the cause of atzala, you have a right to kill the person. Certainly, the cause of atzala gives you a right to break his kalim. Now, grada, to kill him, you wouldn't have a right because you could do it in a better way. You could be mamayit and only cut off an arm. So you don't have the right as akedekak, but the redifa is a bar chiyuva of killing. You have a right to kill to be matzah from esakana. So if I have a choice to cut off an arm or to break his kelim, l'chay sh'ab to break his kelim before cutting off his arm. So l'chay should still have the p'tur. The word is that you see, to hatzala gives you a right to break kelim. So even though grad in this hatzala, the person grad wasn't going to be killed because you could cut off his arm and save yourself, good, but he's still threatening you with misa. You still have a right out of hatzala to break his kelim to save yourself. And if you have a choice, you can save yourself with kelim or with cutting off his arm, the chayyim should have to save yourself with kelim. This is a matruz malaka zeru. I don't want to go into it now. Of course, you're running away. The kelim's in your way. If but the kelim, if you had to stop before the kelim, the raider will catch up to you. So the kelim is helping you escape. It's en route. You're trying to escape. These kelim, by breaking them, will help the escape. So that's how you're going to save yourself, by running away. That's the escape. The escape is not killing him. The escape is running away. So you, these kelim, the damage of kelim, helps you run away.
Well, what's the problem with Hanata then? Shalai yechamer memayna yisr meyechem
yevar? No. Had really trying to kill you, so that gives you a right to do whatever you can, whether killing him or damaging his money, to save yourself. Grabby here, you can't kill him because you could
save yourself because of the Torah.
But not in this case. In a cloud, you see that the Torah allows even killing the person. Fatzala, certainly the Torah is going to allow breaking his money to save yourself. So you see, Atzala's mechayev breaking his camera.
Now,
how can you say? Because he'll be able to escape.
But
his kelim are in my way. Let's say I'm in his chotza, right? Or rack at his car, shoot his tires, and let him. Whatever it is. Sorry.
Is it the p'tur even stand breaking kelim?
No. It's you're doing it to be mad at yourself. To stand by Moshe, it's a whole shalad. I'd rather whatever. It's not for now. Pashas is you're trying to save yourself, and outside you have a right. Pashas is only for Tzol. The Shiloh, I'd rather not get into it. I'm trying to avoid that Shiloh. Okay.
Family camels.
I don't know if it belongs to the family. It belongs to him. If it belongs to somebody else, that's going to be the next line. But the vow, you have a right to break, to save yourself. It gives you a right to kill him or break his kelim. Vim hoyu shel adam acher. But if the nitzah, while he was trying to escape, what he ended up doing is breaking a third party kelim. He was chasing away with his car and he smashed into a third party. He smashed into the city's rail, whatever it is. The chaygam is going to be chayiv. Why? Shamatul atzmi b'momin chaver is chayiv. If someone saves himself, b'momin chaver is going to be chayiv. And this is the Gemara. David HaMelech sent to Shiloh. Gemara in Hakonis. David HaMelech sent to Shiloh. He wanted to know, there was Plishtim hiding in the Gaddish, and he wanted to burn down the Gaddish and kill the Plishtim. Does he have the right to do it? But the Gaddish belonged to a different Yid. Does he have that right? And the Gemara says, no, he's also he's trying to save him, he's trying to save Gan Klal Yisrael. He has no right to save Klal Yisrael by burning down the person's Gaddishim unless he's willing to pay. Because just because it's Sakonis and Fashis involved doesn't give you a heter to break it down. It doesn't give you a tour to break Kenim's Kalim. If you want to do it, I'm not Shalim, then you're allowed to do it. But it doesn't give you a tour to break his kelim. So to hear, what is the nitzah doing? He's trying to escape. He's trying to save himself. So he's takas akonis afushit, but that doesn't give him a tour to break someone else's kelim. That's vayimle kamon tzvinshin nintes tziv dalek. So on this part, we should really go back. We had a shach, and it's kedai to revisit the shach. If you look before, the shach is in shin ayin ches tziv beis, tziv cotton beis. In Sif Aleph we said, the Ramah brings down Shitas HaTaisis, that Odomud Lo'ilam is not Lo'ilam. You think Odomud Lo'ilam, but it's really not Lo'ilam. It's only for an Oynis Kena Veinu. For Oynis Gomor, or even an Oynis Kena Gneva, Matlekes Yishenem, Pashkel Vipaskel, even Oynis Kena Gneva, you're going to be Potter. You're only Chayev for Oynis Kena Veinu. What's the reason why you're Potter? So the Yishenem say, I mean, in Tratton places, we had a taste to know that you're Potter. So the Yishenem over there in Baba Kama, there's a Taisa Talmud Rabbeinu and Talmud Rabbeinu Elazar, there's a Mufi Yosef over there, there's a Talmud Rashba Varosh, it's even Mashu maybe a shtick on the Taisa over there, Chav Chesam Mebezim Baba Kama, but Taisa, the Rishonim say the reason is because it's a Gzeis HaKosu V'Lanayra Loitzasa Dovah, there's a Ptur Oynis in Kol HaTerah Kula, just like the Torah Oynis, Lanaro Litasa Dova, that she was Mazana, because she was Nansa, she was an Oynis, so to a Mazik, who's Mazik, Beli Yadi, is walking and he didn't realize and he bumped into something, and we're not at fault for breaking the item, he's going to be Pata Oynis. So the case we had, he yarshened the Parah and he shechted it, it's going to be Pata because he was an Oynis. An Oynis Rakhmana Patre, so too he'll be going to be Oynis Rakhmana Patre. Zakti Chak and Sivkot and Dave, you should know this, that it says that if you're an Oynis, you're going to be a Potter. Zakti Chak is Dafko within Shinai Chesukot and Dave, Dafko Kishahizik Beloy Miskavin. If you're Mazik without Kavona, that type of Oynis, not having Kavona, you're going to be Potter. Ava Misha Mazik be Miskavin, someone who does a Hezik be Miskavin, Afilo Oynis Goma, even if he's an Oynis Goma, he has to, it's a Kohen Sefashis, he's going to be Chayiv. What's his Raya? You see over here, the Nidr is trying to save his life. He breaks Kalim of a friend, of a third party, he's going to be chayv on the Kalim. You don't have the Ptur Oynis. Ptur Oynis is only if you break Beli Miskaven. But if you break Beli Miskaven, you know you're breaking it. You're running away. You know you need to escape. You know you're going to be reckless and going to damage things. But you need to do it because your nightness of Sakonis of Oshis, tough luck, you're going to be chayiv.
Does he have the term of Bishus,
of Shneim Bishus? Of like Bishus? Yeah, that he does. That is a Chudushan Jeshem, is a Chashokun. Avad is considered Bishus. But if he breaks, we discussed, even Shneim Bishus is only part on Husku. But now Zikri, you're going to be chayiv. So to hear, Bukhari, you're going to be chayiv. That's how we pass it, not like the Rambam. So good. So it's going to come out over here that the Shach is mechalik, that if it's a Beli Miskaven, you're Pata. But if you know what you're doing and you're forced to do it, you're Nainis, you need to do it, then you're going to be Chayiv. What's a Chilik? So now, here's the Kasha. Hayo is the Ptur, is learned out from Lanar Leisas Adovah. Lanar Leisas Adovah Lachiri is a Ptur in all Averis, even if you do Miskaven. When she's Nensa, she doesn't know that she's having Znus. She knows that she's having Znus. She's an Oynis. She was forced to be Nenes. Not only forced because she was physically forced to do it, she was threatened. She was Sakonis Nefashit. If she doesn't have Znus, she's going to be killed. She made a decision. Choice of killing or having Znus. She chose to have Znus. That was her choice. She went to Miskaven, she had Znus. And nevertheless, you have the Ptur Neter and the Nara Leisas Adava. And that's Mechola Terekula. Whenever someone threatens to be killed or to do an Avera, unless you have a Chilul Hashem involved, you're supposed to be over the Avera and not be killed. Why? And you have the Ptur of the Nara Leisas Adava. You have a Chayben, but you have the Ptur of the Nara Leisas Adava. Also, you have the Ptur Oynis. So why are we here all of a sudden by Mazik, which is learned out of the Nara Leisas Adava, all of a sudden there for Miskaven, it works, if you believe Miskaven, but if you know what you're doing and you have an Oynis, you're going to be Chayben. What's the Chilek? This is a $1 million question. So there are a number of truths and sets to this kasha. We really don't have the time, and I'll be honest with you, the truths are a bit creative and a bit not simple. I'm going to share with you one Yisaitis Ekateret, which is Zayam Ekateret, and the Or Gadol said this teret. The Or Gadol says, you can look it up, anyone wants to look, it's in Siman Aleph, it's on Daf Kof Amud Aleph of Yisaitis. It's long truth, so you have to know the Daf. But over there he says that when do you have the Ptur V'lanai Leisas Adova, even by Averis, is if the Oynis was to do the Avera. I go over to a person, Reuven is threatened. Be Mizana or be killed. Be Mechal Shambis or be killed. Do an Avera or be killed. Yeah, the Chai Gavna, you have a Ptur of Lanayim Leisas Adovam, because the Oynis was on that Avera. Or, we're going to learn Miyatashem later on by Moisa, if Reuven has Shimon's money and he's being threatened on that money, give me Shimon's money or I'll kill you. He can give Shimon's money and he's not going to be chayv. You don't have the chiyuv of b'diyah of ma'aseh l'atzmo b'mom and chaver. You have a p'tur, you're a noinis, you're a tzredes, a konis nefashes. So what's over chiluk? But what happens if slightly different case? You go over to a person, I'm going to kill you. Period. There's no ifs and buts, there's no tonight. Period. I'm going to kill you. So she was threatened to be killed. She on her own right schemed the plan. You know, if I have Znus with the guy, maybe he won't kill me. And she had Znus with him. And it worked, and she wasn't killed. What's the halacha then? And then she doesn't have Ptur Oynis. Because the Oynis wasn't on the Znus. The Oynis was to be killed. She decided to bring Znus in to be able to save herself. So that's something else. The Oynis was not on the Znus. So B'chai Gamla, yes. So Avad, you have a Chai Bem, whatever it is, or if, not by Arayis, but the other thing. But you don't have the Ptur of Oynis. Lamosh. The Beishmul brings down, and Ebenezer, the Beishmul Paskins, he brings down from the Marik, it's in Kufayin Ches, if Katan Dalit brings from Narik, Mamish this halacha, that if someone tries to save somebody or saves other people by having Znus, but that wasn't the threat was just to be killed, and they opted to have Znus to save, they're going to be Asa Lavayla. Because this is considered Ritzoyin. Rotson, it's not considered Nana. And the Raya Ludova, Esther Malka. Esther was saving Gans Kaisel. Bokshem, she did save Gans Kaisel. And Apple Pekin, she was a Sula Lavayla, the Gemara says. Ah, she was saving Sakonis the Fashis. Sakonis and Yisrael. Never tough luck. She wasn't threatened to be killed with Avnos. She was threatened to be killed. She opted to have Avnos to save Kaisel. Because you're not going to have this Ptur of Oynit. So to hear. If you're threatened to give that money, or you're stumbling misgavin, you'll have a Torah oinis. But over here, the person's not being threatened. Break the kelim, don't break the kelim, or I'll kill you. The relative is after the guy, he's going to kill the guy, period. There's no tsunayim. No, but the guy opted, he made a decision. If I break someone else's kelim, I'll be able to save my life. Very good, it was a good choice, but you should know there's going to be a price to that. You're going to have a chiv. There's no Torah of oinis anymore. Because you, if you were nenas, you were forced that I'll kill you if you don't break Enes kelim, you broke Enes kelim, you have a Torah of oinis. But that wasn't the case. The case was he was trying to kill him. And he opted, instead of being killed, he opted to break someone's kelim to escape. But chaykam, you don't have to, and you're going to be chay. That's what goes on. Rather, the floor said the same thing. The floor in Ksuba, the Nenu Chavava Mebeis, says, Mamish, the same chilek, and that's Pshat. That's the chilek in the Shach. And it's a Dava Parshid. The other two, some, like I said, but this is a Dava Muslim, this is a La halacha, that's a chilek, and that's why over here you consider masa atzibu mamun chayvein, you're going to be chayv. Avada, you have maybe a heta to do it, but you're going to still be chayv. I once mentioned, you know, it's not la halacha, there's a tesef that brings down Rabbeinu Remeya. Remeya sheet, the grader is, you know, passing like that, but the Remeya sheet is that we know Gilarai Shigazon Avedezara is not nitkum in Pnei Pekuach Nefesh. But Remeya sheet is even mamun, even Nezik and Gzela of someone else is not a heta to, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. So let Reb Meir and Echanami, maybe should let himself be killed. But we don't pass him like that. That's some one to try to say we do. But we don't pass him like that. We don't pass him like that. So Vadi, you'll have a reshus to do it, but you're going to have to do it with a price to pay. You don't have a ptura by this. Okay, we're going to stop here. The end of the Mechaba is what we want in terms of all our cases of Hatzala. And we're going to believe that we'll go into more Barichas next week. Akutavah.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.